Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and how deeply grateful I am. I really am that you chose to be with me here on the 21st day of July 2018. We're going to be looking at why we're here. Are we here or are we not? We're going to be looking at maybe the reason, the purpose, the stuff of our living. And I am very honored to be able to answer some questions that have been offered to me through maybe a conscientious way of looking for the deeper purposes of life. Anyway, I want to thank my sponsors for making all this possible. And it's only through your sponsorship, your generous donations, that Aspire is allowed to be on the air, to offer its insight, to help you with all the things that Aspire offers you. Radio, TV, commentaries, podcasts, video casts. Oh, so many things, so much work put into it, and it is there to help you, not to, with your philosophy, but maybe to have that direct experience that we're all looking for. And those of us who have found it, it is a very rare and honorable moment when you suddenly begin to realize the deeper purposes of your life, and we're going to talk about that today. So if you're interested in helping us sustain our radio program, our TV program, and all the efforts that Aspire makes to serve humankind, including my hospice work and everything that I do, please go to the website at aspire.org. There you will see a little button there that says support. Click on it. A drop-down menu will ensue. And it will say, why support Aspire? And it'll tell you everything you need to know. And you can even sign up from there and begin your sponsorship. And not only that, but you will receive all sorts of sweet goodies during the month. Whether you're a monthly sponsor or a quarterly sponsor, it doesn't really matter. What matters is your participation in serving humankind. There are many different ways of helping people. The ultimate way is to help them from within. You can feed them, you can clothe them, but you really haven't done a lot until you've awakened them. And that's what Aspire is all about, awakening. Why are we here? And everybody asks this question. I never asked that question when I was younger because, truthfully, to be honest, that was going to be my quest for life. I was going to live that experience of being here. I guess when I was young, probably 7, 8 years old, it started really panging away at me. Kept wondering, why am I here? What am I doing here? What am I doing with Ed and Jean? And what is this all about? I have really interesting students. I really do. And some of these students are so fascinating to me. A couple of them, they had the same thing I had. Exactly the same thing I had. And then most of them didn't. They just kind of were here, you know. They popped out of their mother's womb, and that was that. Hey, we're here, let's party, you know, that kind of thing. So it takes a while to maturate into wondering why you're here. I feel like for the average person, for the the pedestrian mentality, it takes a lot of pain, it takes a lot of disappointments, it takes a lot of things in the world that kind of seem hopeless or make us feel hapless before we even ask that question. So if it's been on your mind, I'm not going to sit here in my little studio and think that I'm going to answer your question, because I probably won't, because my answer won't be probably logical to you or maybe even remotely emotionally satisfying, but let's take a stab at it, and at least I will be able to, if I can, cause you to think about this and maybe take it further in your own right. And that's all I'm after, is for you to have your own direct experience. First question comes from Carl. Does not tell me where he lives. Greg, I enjoy your radio programs. I think your TV programs are marvelous. Nobody ever says marvelous to me, and I love that word, so thank you. Why are any of us really here? This is the question that always comes up as I sit and listen to you speak. Carl. Everybody's here in this body, in the bodies we have. They are specifically designed for the lifetime we are going to live. They are a gathering, a plethora of people that were our genetic families, our genetic heritage. And most people live by the body alone. When I talk to my students, when I deal with them, it has to do purely with the body. Everything's about their body, what their body wants, what their body felt, what urges they had from their body, from their earliest moments of maybe being touched, their sexuality, food, how they dealt with the body, how they either cared for it or didn't care for it. Everything was experienced through the senses of the body. So this body thing is a huge deal for most of us. It is what most of us live, move, and have our being in. We think that we are a self due to the body. You keep calling the body a name, in my case, Gregory, 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 over and over and over again, and you start to believe that that's your name. You start to believe that that's who you are. But you don't know who you are until people tell you who you are, and they tell us in no uncertain terms whether we're likable, lovable. They tell us all sorts of things about what they perceive us to be. And all of these things, my dear ones, are nothing more than opinions. That's it. Just opinion. So when you start to look at the meaning of your life and the substance of it and why you're here, it's really hard to understand, well, why me as a body that chose Ed and Jean and all the heritage that went on there, and why this body, which is prone to maybe a disease or illness or susceptibilities to maybe, I don't know, mischief of all sorts, or the idea that it is privileged, you know, all these things. Why are some people's genetics average and makes us average looking, and others people's genetics make them above average looking, and that whole thing. Some people have a huge sense of intelligence. Others of us don't. What is this DNA? What is this genetics? You know, to read Sapiens, the book Sapiens, is a very important thing in Homo Deus. I strongly urge, if you just want the scientific facts and you just want to see the history of humanity and see it for what it is, those two books are wonderful, wonderful offerings. But I don't want you to think in terms of those offerings as the last word, in the sense that we're here just because we're here. We're here for much deeper, more profound reasons. But how we live in our body usually defines how we interpret our life. And that's the pathetic thing. So you have to ask yourself one question. In the whole slew of scientific facts and things that are going on in the scientific world with our bodies and our genetics and all of that, our DNA, how did whatever it is that makes me live inside this body get here? That's the real question. How did whatever get in this body? What am I doing in here? And it is, this body throws a lot of experiences at me, and I feel the the minutia of the body and how it wants to hurt here, pleasure there, hurt here, pleasure there. And before you know it, your whole life is about avoiding pain through pleasure. And because that is rarely, if ever, questioned by any of us, that is the way we live our life. We want to be happy, which means the body must be happy. We want to be successful, which means we need a lot of money to be happy. We want security, which means, again, we need more money so our body doesn't suffer too much, or we don't need other people to help us because we know that most people are too ruthless and unkind to help us, or they just don't have the wherewithal to do so, whatever. We have all this stuff going on. And with all of that, we get lost. So now we get down to Carl's question. Why are we here? You won't know why, now listen to me, until you know who's here. If you don't know who's here, you won't know why. The whole effort of an authentic spiritual practice is to discover the who. The who is really a what. But I'm using words that can easily be understood by everyone in my audience. When you understand that you're really a what who lives in a him or a her, that is when you have achieved a great deal. That is when doors start flying open and you start what we call the process of realization, total realization. Now, some religions call it self-realization. There is no self, so I can't do that. It is just realization. The whole object of this experience of life is found in the word to attain, attainment. To come to a place where you have attained. And that means you have awakened. You have realized that which the mind cannot think, that which the body cannot experience. That is something that is of great importance, probably the single most important aspect of your life. And that's why you are here, for attainment, to achieve that attainment. And it takes discipline, devotion, and dedication, something most people have lost throughout their lifetime due to the fact of ingratiating themselves in emotionality and gratuitous living. And whatever you do to avoid the pain will eventually be the problem. It will eventually be the issue that keeps you from attainment. So, Carl, in a roundabout way, I answered your question, but in a really spiritual way, I directly answered your question. And I hope that I was able to kind of help you a little bit. Please forgive me if I didn't. Namaste. The next one comes from, this is Jesse. He writes us often. What does it mean to be here in the now, Jesse? Jesse, there is no now. Tolly's wrong. There is no now. As I've said so many times to all of you, find the now. You can't, because the minute you think you're in it, it's gone. It belongs to the average mind looks at it, and it belongs to time or a space. And there is none. There is no time, and actually, there is no space. If you can get beyond concepts that the mind can grasp, you have found the way. The way is a continuum. We live in a continuum that is beyond space and time. We live as immortal eternity. And whatever is occurring in this world is occurring because we think it is subject to our mental disposition, our mental acuity. We want things to fit our understanding, our acumen, but it doesn't work that way. I have to be able to absorb a bigger picture that is beyond thought, concept, and thinking. And the only way to do that is through the process called meditation. You are here as an intonement. You are here as a resonation. You are not here as a thought or a belief or a concept. You are here as an intonement. You are tone and you are light in its truest form in your beingness. In these things, that's a totally different dimension than thinking you're here now. What is happening in this world is an occurrence of interpretation. Gregory has his interpretation of what is happening. That happening, whether it be in this momentary thing that we call the now or in the course of his lifetime, is merely an illusion based on his interpretation, which is based on the framework of his own thinking, how Gregory thinks. If Gregory thinks only from A to B to C, then he will only see life from A to B to C. He won't see it any bigger or any different. And he will rationalize why it's A to B to C. Some people can go from A to B to C to D to E. And they stay in that. But still, that's very limiting also. That does not give me the full picture of the experience that is this lifetime. So, the effort is to drop the alphabet entirely. It is my deepest recollection of my own lifetimes that I have kind of trudged through A to B to C, A to B to C, A to B to C. And it made logical sense. And anything that made logical sense to Greg appeared to be the ultimate truth of his life, because his mind, his finite mind that belongs to all sorts of genetic dispositions, says so. Says, oh, we can understand that, therefore it has to be that way. Well, what about all the things I don't understand or that my mental state could not understand? What about that? You mean I just throw that out and say this is all there is? And that's what this real question is. Why are we here? You want me to answer that in a way that makes you feel smart or logical or reasonable, that seems like sensible. But it's not. It has nothing to do with sensibilities. It has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with the way. If you're a meditator, if you can drop your mind, if you can no longer associate with a body that has as its genetic disposition thousands and thousands and thousands of people in your body, and you can let go of all the voices that are churning around in your head, if you can just practice being the tone, if you can just listen to it, this is why my meditations are filled with tone, because you are that tone, you are that resonation. And in that resonation is your identity. And if you come to that identity, and you are no longer fooling around thinking you're a man or a woman or, in my case, a Penn or a Thompson or a whatever you think yourself to be, when you are no longer looking at it from that point of view, that's when something of the other shore begins to happen. And you see the ludicrousness of living as we do, as a mere body, how limiting, how ugly this is for all of us and any of us. Yet we do it, and we do it for silly purposes and reasons that have nothing to do with the substance of our life. I hope that helps you, Jess. Please forgive me. Namaste. And the last question from Joseph. He does not tell me where he lives. Greg, when it's all said and done, and everything has happened, and I'm laying there dying, I'm going to be asking, why am I? Can you answer that question? Why am I? Joseph, there is no I. You fooled yourself most of your life believing there is an I. And if you have to ask why, then you never found out what the real meaning was, what the real purpose was, what the real significance was. You never found that out. And that is a tragedy that we never found out. So, my dear one, you will probably ask, why am I? You will ask, why did I go through all the things I went through? What the hell? Don't make your life a hell. I can give you something to do that you probably won't do, but let's do it anyway. Practice this. Everything you do, do it totally. Everything you do, do it as though it is the last time you'll ever do it again. I don't care what it is, from wiping your rear end to flying to Europe or whatever people do in the fulfillment of their enigmas that never get fulfilled. Traveling, getting, doing, having, all these things are delusions and illusions that keep you from the significance of your life. Just do everything as though it were the last time you were going to do it. If you can find significance in the things that you do, in the things that you live, in the things that you are going through, you have accomplished a great deal, and you will find the way in your heart. That way is very, very important. It is only in that way that you find substance, that you find significance. It will tilt your mind a little bit. This could be the last time I say goodnight to my beloved. This could be the last time I see my children. This could be the last time I eat an apple. This could be the last time I have breakfast. This could be the last time I go to work. Things like that. When you start to look at the bigger picture of life and the state of impermanence that we all live in this world, this will set your mind a little bit ajar. That's all it takes. And then, if you have the gumption to meditate, meditate. Joseph, meditate. What is the meaning of anything I am doing? What is the meaning of all of this as I do it? Just look at it. Have some sense of it. If you do this, if you have the gumption to do this, the courage, you'll start chipping away at your old mind. And a new mind will start to emerge. A new mind will be born in you. Something new will start to happen. Something magnificent. Something beautiful. And that will be enough to change your perspective ever so slightly. And then if you have the courage and you have the interest, you can begin meditating. But meditating consciously for the purpose of awakening. And that's what it's all about. Life is here. You are here. We're all here to awaken. I'm out of here. Thank you, Joseph. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste. I hope this helped you. I really do. I've written commentaries about this, and if you're a sponsor, you get to read all these commentaries, and maybe that would help you if you're really sincere. I don't know. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful weekend. See you next week. Once again, please forgive me. Namaste.